It says the word Psula by both places, by Mefuta and by Anusa. So maybe Psula is Lavdavka. Maybe she could even be a Bula. Either Torah says the word Psula, she didn't live with a man yet. Maybe that's only Lagzereshova. For Yashem La Yerosa, Prat La Narash Nasasa Vazgasha. But maybe make this Russia though. When the Torah says Hashem Yerusha, maybe that's a good Russia. You only pay Kenas if she was not married. But in the case where she was once married, she doesn't get Kenas. Tzmora says no. Mistarvus is Svara Hashem Yerusha L'Gzereshova. It's more Mistarvus that this Prat, whether she's married or not, that's not Likuva. She'll still get Kenas. It's only there for the purpose of L'Gzereshova. Why? Shereani Karabo Narab Sula. Because the main thing is upon the girl that she has to be a Nara, not 12 and a half, and she has to be a psula, not a bula. For the Gemara, why? Adarabba, just the opposite. I'll tell you, a psula is gzereshova. Maybe a psula is lavdask, it's only for the gzereshova. Sharini kura bra shaloya rosa? Because kafor, the apostle says, shaloya rosa? So maybe that's the ikka of the dinim. That she has to be a tanai that she was not married. But if she was once married, she doesn't get kanas. So how do you know, like really there are three dinim? It has to be a psula, she has to be a Nara, and she has to be Ashaleya Rosa. So how do you know to put punk the posik of Ashaleya Rosa? That's for the Gzereshova. And it doesn't make a difference if she was married or not. How do you know to say this one? Maybe one of the other two say. So what Maskoner is Mistavra to swear like this. Ho Ishtani Gufa, for ho Lo Ishtani Gufa. I'll tell you, one her body changed, one her body did not change. So I says like this. Ho ishtani gufa pogma ein rav kokach. Where she's a bula, where a man lived with already, or else she's a bageris, also her body changes. Because we say when a girl becomes 12 and a half a bageris, she loses her psulim a little bit, her body changes. So since her body changed already, or I'm not sure she's a bula, that a man broke her psulim already. So her body changed already. So now we say if a man is ma'anasa, Rashi says, upogma ein rav kokach. The second man that's ma'anasa now is not ruining her so much because her body changed already. That's the svar to say she doesn't get kenas. That's the svar to say, when does the Torah say you have to pay this girl kenas if you're ruining her? That means she was a nara, she was a psula. Her body was perfect. And you're the one to break her body, you're making a pegam, you have to pay your kenas. Ma'ashen kein aloch of kedushin, holo yishtani gufa. She doesn't change as Rashi v'ho. The Nisaras of Nisgasho, Lenishtana Gufa, body didn't change. She's still the same Nara, the same Sula. She only had Kedushim with her husband. She didn't have Bia, she didn't have Nisuyim with him. So her body didn't change. So it's a svar to say, since the body didn't change yet, and now a man is minus, so the man has to pay a kenas. He's making a big pekam here. Either Torah says if she wasn't married, that's only for Gzereshova. Yes, that's what Rav Shabbat Svara. That even though she was married already, still he has to pay a kenas. But the svara, her body didn't change yet. Since her body is still a nara, still a psula, she gets kenas. Ma'ashen kein a bula, or a bageris, that her body changed already, there the pekam is not so big, she doesn't get kenas. Gufa. Before we learned, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know this svara? Such Rashi, the chamishim test of the yenis, shkolim hein. The cast of Yishka the Mafata Yechamishim, Kot of Yosef Glilu, there's nothing extra here. Hashelah Yerosha is not extra. He needs it for the din, only this Kenas where she wasn't married. So how does he know that Zereshov to say you have to pay 50 Shkolim? And the Gemara Naskalay Minatanya, like we learned. Posek says, cast of Yishka Kamar Absulis. What does that mean? By Mafut it says, she is there Kamar Absulis, Samari Absulis Kazer. That's good for the Hekish. We learn now that the Pasha Mefut has the same halacha like in Anusa. Just like over there it says Shkolim, and over there it says 50, in both places it's 50 Shkolim. So I call upon him, that's the machlokes of Yosef Glilu and Rabbi Akiva. How do you know this Gzereshova? From the posuk of Kesev Yishka Kamar Absulois, or else you know it's from Ashelo Yerosa. Now the Gemara is the Chura Kasha, the Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbi Akiva. The Chura is the Stira, and the Rabbi Akiva is from our Mishnah to the Braisa. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Traka says, that she gets kenas even though she was married already. That she gets kenas, but in the Mishnah, Kol Ponim, the Kiva says the kenas goes to herself, goes liatzma. That was the Chiddush. When does the kenas go to the father? When she was not married. But if she was once married, even though she's still a psula, the kenas goes to the father. But Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa says not like that. The Braisa says the Knas goes to her. So it's a spirit in Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara Trey Tanoia Libra Libra to Rabbi Kiva. And the Knas means two different Tanoia and Libra to Rabbi Kiva. Together, like Rabbi Kiva had Talmidim, and one Talmud thought this is what Rabbi Kiva said, and another Talmud thought this is what Rabbi Kiva said. Then Echnami is like two Tanoim, I'll leave with Rabbi Kiva, so Machloek is exactly what did Rabbi Kiva say. It must look like this now. Bishleim Rabbi Kiva, the Mas Bishleim, it's very good Rabbi Kiva, Val Mishnah, Lo Yasya Gzei Rishovo, O Mafkele Lekromi Pashto Legamri. In other words, true you want, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're telling me now, Hashem Lo Yeroso, it's for Gzei Rishovo. Comes to teach us that just like here it's 50 and there it's shkolim, both places are nusim b'futi, you have to pay 50 shkolim. That's the gzeirah shavah. But our kopon of the posik says Hashem lo yeroso, which is mashma that she was not married. So how could the Mekiva say no, even though she's married, still she gets knas? Like how could gzeirah shavah take away the posik mi pashti? So the teretz is what you have to say. So the Gemara says according to our Mishnah, it's very good. The Mishnah says the chiddush is that the knas goes to her, not to the father. Because usually the knas goes to the father. So I'll say, that's beyond the pussy. Hashem lo yerosa. When she wasn't married yet, then the locher of the knas goes to the father. But when she's married, there's a new chiddush, the knas goes to herself. So it's good. Like, it's good what the pussy says, Hashem lo yerosa. She's not married. That's the pussy talking about, that the kesef goes to the father. Mashaykin, when she was married already once, then the kesef goes to a cell, so it's not a stira in the psukim. It's good, our Mishnah. For the Marakashim, according to the Braisa, though, Elalor of Kiva, the Braisa. But according to Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, that says no, that says what the kesef, mami the kenas, goes mamish to the father, is asig zereshova maskim epashto legamri. According to the Braisa, true, the pasuk says Hashem lo yerosa, that she was not married. And you're using this for zereshova. But the modern Zach, the Torah should use the Gezerah Shavah and take it out from the Pasha the Kro. Because if you read the Psukim the way it says, when do you have to pay Kenas? When she was not married. That's what the Torah says. Asher lo yeroso. That she was not married yet. And according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Braisa was saying no, even though she was married once, and if she received a get already, where the husband didn't live with her, she only had Erisin, and now she's still a Nara of Sula, somebody's Manasa, you have to pay Kenas. And who does the Kenaz go to? Mamash to the father. So of course, like this Torah is saying a sheker. The Torah says, Asher lo yeroso, the mashma, this pasha only applies when she was not married, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not true. The same halacha applies even though she was married. Now why does the Torah say she was not married for? Only for Gzeirah Shavah, for some mod nezach. Like, don't use these words to make Gzeirah Shavah. Don't say sheker. You're saying only because she was not married. And the halacha is not like that. Even though she was married already, still she has kenas. If no dinim change at all, so why the Torah says such a lashon of Asher lo yerosa? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Kari Bey, you should read the pasuk like this. Asher lo yerusa. Not that she was never married, but it means that she's not married right now. In other words, a girl that's married, now somebody's manasa, the pasuk is saying she doesn't get kenas. Asher lo yerusa. You only pay knas if she's not married right now. But if she's married right now, let's say the father married her off already. So she's mamish and eshes ish. Now if a man lives with her, he doesn't have to pay knas. For the Gemara, you need a pasuk for that. Arusa baskilahi. Avada, you don't get knas. You say, come live the rabbine. If we're talking about that she's still married right now, and a different man is manasom, so he's living with an eshes ish, Avada doesn't have to pay knas. We say Pasha, we had those sugi before of Kom Labad Rabmine. We say since she gets skila, he gets skila. He is manis, he's living now with an Eshesish, he's getting skila. So Avadi spotted from Pei Kenas. So what do you have to have the posik? Asher lo yarusa was saying, I mean to say, you only pay Kenas when she's not married. She didn't have to pay Kenas if she's married. So Mar says, no. Salka daita chamin, I would have thought, ho yo vichidishu, since paying Kenas is a chiddush, what are you doing here now? Your man is a girl. You have to pay 50 shkolim. You have to pay more money. The Yisak with Adar Aminach. Hoyo v'chiddushu. Shechit shetara b'knas. So I would have thought, what is the chiddush? That when you have to pay knas, that there's 50 shkolim. Anytime it's a special schum in the Torah, a special amount of money, we always say it's called knas. So by Knas, maybe we would think of Svaro Afagav the Mikdom, even though we're she's an Ashes Ish, that you're going to get killed for this. Mishalim, maybe you should have to pay. Kamash, that's what we need the pasuk for. There is a chiddush here. Asher lo yarosa, tell me a chiddush that if she's married now and a man is manasa, the man doesn't pay kenas. You know why? Because since he's chayiv misa, he's potter even from paying kenas. Because even though we had pesukim before we had pesukim of. Said Osan, Imlo Yosan Anish Yonish. We have before Sukkim than a case where you chayiv misa, you don't have to pay money. But that's only where it's regular money where you would have to pay. But maybe over here we have to pay Kenas. Kenas is a new Svara. Kenas, since it's a Chiddush, Bechlal, the Torah said you have to pay 50 shkolim, maybe even in the case where you chayiv misa, I would have thought maybe also you have to pay. So the Kamashron, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Asher lo yarosa, then the case where she was married already, where she's married right now, you should know you don't have to pay Kenas. So that's a good shot. But for the Gemara though, but Ula Rabba, the Yoma Chidashu, Shechid Shetara B'Kenas, Rabba before said that's a real Svara, look for Yemes is that way. Ula Rabba, the Yoma, that Chidashu, Shechid Shetara B'Kenas, there's a Chidash, whenever you have to pay Kenas, Rabba holds a Svara, Afagav to Miktol, even though you also Chayiv Misa. Still, Mishalim, you have to pay money? As Mamish, this Chidash here, that we Yechayiv Kenas, we Yechayiv Kenas, you don't say come with the Rabbi name. So according to Rabba, that Lefiyam, you do have to pay money, Ma'ik Lameima, what can you say according to Rabbi Kiva then? So Lechura, Savlo, Rabbi Kiva, the Masnitsin, and Echonami, like Rabba does not hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, that the din is, if she was once married, and she received the get, that the Kenas Mamish goes to the father, so then either Torah says, Asher lo yarosa. So you have to answer, it means to say that in the case where she's married right now, you don't have to pay kenas. So you see, you do say come with the Rabbi Minei. Rabbi says not like that. So Rabbi asked those that Rabbi Kiva of Al-Mishnah. That according to Rabbi Kiva and Al-Mishnah, the Pasuk means, Asher lo yarosa means, you only pay kenas when she was never married at all. What does that mean? If she's once married, and now she has a get, you don't have the pasha kenas. Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah says she does pay kenas. So that will come from we have a teretz. You don't have the regular parsha of Kenas. The regular loch of Kenas is the Kenas goes Leavia to her father. But over here, where she was once married, and she received a get, now Liatzma, now the Kenas goes Liatzma. So that's John the Pussy. Asher lo yarosa. That if she was never married, then the Kenas goes to Leavia, to her father. But in the case where she was married, and she received a get, and Echnam, you have to pay Kenas, but it's a new parsha of Kenas, the Kenas goes to her, and not to the father. Yeah. Turn around, buddy. Look at the price like this. Kenosolami. Who does the Kenaz go to? Kenosolami. Leavia. Some say it goes to the father. V'yei shamrim liyatzma. Some say it goes to herself. Fedigmar liyatzma amai. Like, it means a regular case of Kenaz. A regular case, you have an hour of Sula. And a man is manasa. So his man diyama says, when you have to pay the chamishim shkolim, you pay it to her. Latzma. For the Gemara mind, like why? The Pasuk says clearly, V'nosan le'aviha nara. The Torah says clearly, when your man is a girl, you have to pay the father, Chamishim Shkolim. So how could there be a husband here to say the Kenaz goes la'atzma to herself? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Hoch, you know what this Bryce is talking about? The nara shenis arasov and his garshaskinim. Not a regular nara, but a girl that was once married, only had Kedushin, only Erisin, never lived with a man yet. With his gosh, and she received a get. And now somebody's manasa when she's in Naran of the Sulam. Okay, if look at this, machlok is in the Braisa. The pluk to the Rabbi Kiva, the Masnistin, the Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa. It's a machlok is the same way the two sheep is according to Rabbi Kiva. And if not me, there is a pash of Kenas. The Torah says, Hashem lo yarosa. So one shot is that the Kenas doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. So that's shot over here. That the Kenas goes to her, because that's the pshan the pasuk, Hashem lo yarosa. When does the Kenas go to the father? When she was never married. But in the case when she was married, then we said the Kenas goes, Liatzma, the Kenas goes to herself. Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this. What's going to be a case of a bo'oleha? Let's say a man is minus a girl. You have a nara psula, a menas manas. V'meisa, and then she dies. But before you go to Bezdin, the paskanois, the chiv, to pay chamishim shkolim, she dies. The loch abayis says the chidish potter, that the man, the boy, does not have to pay the father 50 shkolim. Why? Shenemar, the posik says, v'nosan liyavi hanara. You have to give the money to the father of the nara. So Abaye dashins, v'loy liyavi mesa, and not to the father of a mesa where she died. There was a man was manas this girl. And Amal, we find out about it, had raised him there. So he has to go to Bezdin. Bezdin paskan zechiv to pay the money. So before they went to Bezdin, she died. So locher is now, when they go to Bezdin, Bezdin says, the man doesn't have to pay. Because the pasuk says, v'nosan liyavi hanara, so be gedrosh v'loy liyavi mesa. The father only gets it when she's alive. But when she's dead, though, then the father does not get the money. But it's Moshev Na Milsa de Pshita Labaya. That's what Abaya says, Poshe, that's the locho, that what in the case where she died, the father does not get the knas, I tell you, mi boile le rova. Rova had this for Shiloh. Rova was mesupik about this. Is miboyle le rova? The boy rova has to shout like this: Yesh baga bekever or yein baga bekever. What's the locha? Is the locha of a baga bekever or not a baga bekever? Baga means here bageris. Because the girl was saying, kol zaman she's a nara, the kenas goes to the father. When she becomes a bageris, the kenas goes to her. Like lemoshel. Let's say a man was manas this girl when she was 12 years old, and she was a psula. So there's a chiyuv kenas. The kenas is supposed to go to the father. Let's say they didn't go to Bezdin, and they waited until she become a begeris. They waited 6 months. Now she's a begeris. If they go to Bezdin now, the lachar is the money goes to her and not to the father anymore. When she becomes a begeris, then the money goes to her and not to the father. So here the shalos, let's say she died. And 6 months later, if she would have been alive, she would have been a begeris. So do we say, yesh baga bekever? She's in the grave now. She died already. Do we say now when she's like 12 and a half, she has a din bageris? Or yein baga bekever, else there's no din baga bekever. What does that mean? Rashi says like this. Yesh baga bekever. Imesa benarusa. She died when she was an Irish. She was 12 years old and 2 months, and a man was manasa, and she died the next month. Achlo yom de bedin. And the father never took the person to din Torah. They didn't go to Bezdin yet. V'egiyaz man bagrus to the kever. And now it took 6 months till they go to Bezdin. And by now, she's in the kever, but really she would have been alive. She would have been a bageris. Like really, she's 12 and a half years old. Mi choshev bager, do we consider her to have a din bager now? That the din Torah now is about a bageris? Oiloi, l'kam aforash b'yozlo ma hilchasum, usum nishaylo, what is it negayetu? But I call upon him here, you see, the chur, it's not like Abaya. According to Abaya, there'd be no question here. According to Abaya, the father doesn't get the money anyway. Because the chur, loy lavi, not loy lavi, it says lavi hanaro, but loy lavi mesa, not when she died. Here she died, the girl. Here still we have a suffix, even though she died, does the father have a right to get the money or not? Do we say that if she would have been alive, the father wouldn't get the money, because she's a begeris. But now that she died, she's in the kever, does she have it in begeris or not? So it says like this. Yesh baga bekever. One svar is yes. There's a loch of a begeris bekever. Or the b'no heve. In the case we'll soon see that she had a child. So the maisa is to get like the money should go to her. The money goes to her. Her son yashins her. Or do me maybe no. Ain't baga bekever. There's no din begeris bekever. Or the avi heve. And therefore the money goes to the father. No, we're talking about now the father is taking the boy to the din Torah now 6 months later. So she died already 4 months ago, but now when they go to the din Torah, really she would have been 12 and a half years old, she would have been a bageris. So if you say yesh baga bekever means that the father can't collect the money anymore. Because just like when she's alive and she's a bageris, the locher is, the money goes to her and not to the father. So if you say yesh baga bekever, even though she's in the kever, she has a din bageris on her. That when you go to the din Torah now, when the father goes to the din Torah, he does not have a right to get the money. Who should the money go to? To her. So she's not here anymore. So mele her son yashins her, so money should go to her son. That's one svara. I do know, ain't baga bekever, she doesn't have a din bageris. Since she's not alive, her dinim don't change. Therefore, the father has a right to collect the money. So, Kofon, here you see, not like Abayi just said, like on this side of the Chakira, even though she died already, still the father has a right to collect the money. So you see, you don't make Abayi's drosh. The Pasuk says, for no son Le'avi Hanara, Le'avi Nara when she's alive and not when she's dead. So is the Chura not like Abayi. So Rashi says this, Yesh Bagav Kebra, she says, Tchihei Chodiyim lo yispiku l'amad b'din, Ache Bogro, just like you should be alive. And the father didn't go to Bezdin until she becomes a Begeres, Tanan l'kamon m'perek narash nespatato, we'll see later, that Arehen li'atzma, in such a case, the Knaz goes to her, for lo li'aviyo, even though the Maisa Biyah took place when she was an Ara, but it's totally how she is b'shah she got to Bezdin. That by Knas we always say Bezdin Paskas the Chiyav Knas. So how is she Bishas Bezdin Paskas the Knas? So she would have been alive and been a Begeris then, the father would not get the Knas, but it would go to her. For Hashtanami, once for is now also, Bagra Bekever, even though she's in the Kever, but she still hasn't been Begeris Sarna. Mafkia Koychav, it takes off the power of the father to get it. In the case that she has a son, the son will yashin it. And Chnami, she doesn't have a son, so the boyless potter doesn't have to pay the father. But that's the shaila that we say yesh baga bekever or ein baga bekever. So kids, you see, Rav had this for shaila, so not like Abayi. For the Mar Akasha, she's only a nara here. You remind her when she was a nara, and you're telling me now she died before she became a bageris. So you're telling me now, if you say, Yesh Baga the Kever, so her kid yashins. For the Gemara, Mima Abra.